Globalist elites send carbon emissions soaring with fresh embrace of private jets. By Simon Kent on November 11, 2024. Ladies and gentlemen, please make sure your seat backs and tray tables are in their full upright position. Make sure your seat belt is securely fastened and all carry-on luggage is stowed underneath the seat in front of you or in the overhead bins. Thank you. These are words pampered members of the globalist elites never hear. Why? Because they are increasingly shunning scheduled commercial airline travel in favor of private jets and driving up deadly carbon emissions in the process. Despite being owned by just 0.003% of the population, research shows private jets of the rich make an outsized contribution to air pollution. Scientists from Linnaeus University in Sweden have released a new study showing private jets produced 15.6 million tons of carbon dioxide, CO2, in 2023, up 46% from 2019, and their use shows no sign of abating. The most frequent flyers each churned out 2,400 tons of emissions in 2023, more than 500 times as much as the average individual, The Guardian reports. It further stated, private jet flights have soared in recent years, with the resulting climate heating emissions rising by 50%, the most comprehensive global analysis to date has revealed. The assessment tracked more than 25,000 private jets in almost 19 meters flights between 2019 and 2023. It found almost half the jets traveled less than 500 kilometers and 900,000 were used like taxis for trips of less than 50 kilometers. Many flights were for holidays, arriving in sunny locations in the summertime. The FIFA World Cup in Qatar in 2022 attracted more than 1,800 private flights. Private flights, used by just 0.003% of the world's population, are the most polluting form of transport. The researchers found that passengers in larger private jets caused more CO2 emissions in an hour than the average person did in a year. Who are the greatest offenders? The US-dominated private jet travel, representing 69% of flights, and Canada, the UK and Australia were all in the top 10. A private jet takes off every 6 minutes in the UK. The total emissions from private jet flights in 2023 were more than 15 million tons, more than the 60 million people of Tanzania emitted, the report sets out. Professor Stefan Gosling at Linnaeus University in Sweden, who led the research, said, "The wealthy are a very small share of the population but are increasing their emissions very quickly and by very large levels of magnitude." He added, "The growth in global emissions that we are experiencing at this point in time is coming from the top." The research, published in the journal Communications Earth and Environment, took data from the ADS-B exchange platform, which records the signals sent once a minute by transponders on every plane, recording its position and altitude. This huge dataset, 1.8 terabytes, was then filtered for the 72 plane models marketed by their manufacturers as business jets. The emissions figures are most likely an underestimate, as smaller planes and emissions from taxiing on the ground were not included. The analysis found the number of private jets increased by 28% and the distance flown jumped by 53% between 2019 and 2023. Fewer than a third of the flights were longer than 600 miles and almost 900,000 flights were less than 30 miles. "We know some people use them as taxis, really," Gosling said. "If it's just 50 kilometers, you could definitely do that by car." Outside the US and Europe, Brazil, the Middle East and the Caribbean are private jet hotspots. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.